think you're what they say you are. Ricky Lee, superstar. Do you think you're what they say you are?
One.
It's showtime with Ricky Lee. Thank you so much for tuning in to share some time talking about all things entertainment here on 101.5 Huntley Community Radio. You can always stream the show at huntleyradio.com. One of the fun things I get to do here on It's Showtime is talk to new and emerging artists, including student actors. Woodstock North High School will be presenting the off-Broadway hit Puffs by Max Cox Thursday, November 10th through Sunday, November 13th at Woodstock North High School Performing Arts Center. Joining me today to talk about the upcoming production are Will Madigan, Emmerich Parpart, and Mary Martin from the cast of Puffs, along with Sue Lewis, the Performing Arts Center Manager and Technical Director. Welcome to the show, everybody.
Hey.
Yeah.
Now, Emmerich, I'm going to start with you. For those who have never heard of Puffs, what is this show about?
So Puffs is a show. It has, it follows one boy. His name is Wayne Hopkins. And when he is 11 years old, he finds out that he is a wizard and will be going to a 7-year school at a magic school. I know it might sound a little familiar, but this is a very different story from that other one that we're not going to say.
Okay, so it's very similar to, now I can say, it sounds similar to Harry Potter. Some might say that, but we're not going to say that. But if you show up for the show, you might be surprised to learn that.
For sure, yeah.
You can okay, say definitely. It sounds very confusing, but very entertaining. Now, what character do you play in this little, I assume it's a comedy?
Yes, it okay. is. It's a very funny show. I do play Wayne Hopkins.
So tell us about Wayne. Who is Wayne Hopkins?
He is just, that's kind of who he is. He's just a very normal boy. He is not quite destined to do anything great, even though he wants to. So it's kind of following him trying to push to do something important in his time at the school while being overshadowed by some other people.
Now, Harry Potter, which this is not, they have the different houses, the Slytherin and so forth. Is Puffs a house of a school?
It is one of the houses. Some may say it seems similar to a certain house called the Hufflepuffs. But yeah, that's just could be a coincidence. You're not sure about that.
Now, this show has actually three lead characters in it. So Will, tell us about the character that you play.
I play, his name is Oliver Rivers, and he is kind of out of his element at this certain school of magic because he's really used to like math and like the standard the standardized like way schools do stuff. So being in this new magic school, he's really like again out of his element because he's really not used to stuff that he doesn't have like a complete handle on. He's a really like a big nerd type and all that.
So all of these characters are freshmen at the school.
At the start of the show, they are, and we follow them through their 7-year journey up until they graduate from the school.
Okay, and we have a young ingenue in the cast. We have Mary, and Mary, who do you play?
I play Megan Jones. She is a very gothic girl. She doesn't like where she is. She doesn't like anybody. But she grows throughout the show to like learn that she has two very good friends and she's in the right place, but she feels like she's an outcast and doesn't belong there. So
now that's going to require some acting because I know you, Mary. You are not standoffish. You're very polite and outgoing and you like people. So how is it playing a character that is very different from yourself?
I think this has probably been the hardest role for me because it's so unlike me. I love people, but my character hates people. But it's been a great experience.
So how do you go about capturing that? How do you create somebody who is nothing like you?
I don't know. I kind of see it as you look into books and you see characters that are kind of like standoffish or don't like people or like, I don't know. can't think of one off my head, but I just, like, I put in the element of, like, I don't like you. I don't want to be with you. I don't want to be here, so.
And now, Amrik, what did you know about the show before auditions? Had you heard of this show before?
Before they announced that it was Puffs, I had no idea really what it was. Before auditions, there's an official off-Broadway recording of it that we pulled that up and we watched that just as with our family. And it was funny. It was really, we had a great time watching that. So that's kind of the first introduction I had to the show.
And did you go into auditions with this specific character in mind, or were you just going in saying, cast me in whatever?
That was kind of it. I had a few fun characters in mind. Oliver Rivers, whose Will was another fun one. Cedric Diggory was another fun one. So yeah, I kind of just went in and said, whatever happens, happens. And yeah, because it has a lot of fun characters in this show.
What has been the most fun thing that you've done in character, in rehearsals? What stands out as the funnest part of this show so far?
Probably, so we have this giant bucket of prop magic wands backstage. And we have, sometimes me and Will will get into sort of improv magic wizard fight scenes. I'd say that's probably got to be up there.
And are there witnesses to these events, or are these private moments?
they're kind of sporadic. They happen when they happen, when we both draw our wands on each other. And yeah, so, you know, whoever happens to be around will witness whatever that turns out to
Not
be.
Necessarily bound to the stage, too.
Yeah.
They can happen anywhere, so long as there's two wands and they're in our hands, it's a free-for-all.
Yeah, we have had some teachers leaving the building who have gotten to see. Yeah.
So, okay, obviously there's a lot of magic in the show. Is there anything from a technical side that makes this in particularly fun or interesting, making this magic come alive? How are you doing that on stage?
Well, right now we're just starting to bring in a lot of the tech aspects, because we've been rehearsing for a little bit, and now we're starting to put that all together. But this show in particular is really interesting because there's a lot of like really cool sound and lighting that go along with all of these magical aspects, and it's going to be really interesting to see play out throughout production.
This will be our most challenging technical show, I think. The light crew, I have 14 kids on the light crew.
Oh, wow.
And we're going to have well into 80 to 100 light cues, which isn't something we've handled before, and I can't wait. The sound that runs through the show, there's a lot of sound effects plus underlay music. Those guys are going to be challenged. The set isn't that hard. These guys have to go through Gothic doors, and it's kind of in limbo. There's black all around them, and then these three huge set pieces. But we have a lot of people in this show.
Ooh, let's talk about them.
There are 10 actor leads and one narrator. So there's the original 11. And Tish put in 12 more students into supporting roles. So normally in the off-Broadway show, the 11 play over 40 characters.
Oh, wow.
So this time, these three in particular play one, them. Mm. But they have a supporting group of 12 supporting actors. So there's like 22, 23 kids in the cast, and I have 40 in my crew.
Now, you have a crew of 40. You're talking about, how many was it just for lights? It was 14?
Lights was 14.
So you have a real training program for the technical side of the school. That's really unique, and not a lot of schools have that.
Our seniors have to mentor. So the seniors take the freshman class and guide them through everything. We're excited. We're excited to bring this to the public. It's less than a month away. So what do you guys think?
Now, Sue, I do have one more question
sure.
for you. What prompted the selection of Puffs? What made this the choice to be this year?
Tish Lyon, drama director, always chooses the show. And this time, she just kind of went fun and funky. She's not a Harry Potter, I can't say that in the same sentence, hasn't seen the films, hasn't been a part of that world, and yet she jumped into this. What do you think? She's doing pretty good?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, it's we're in a
even
spot.
If you don't know Harry Potter, you're going to get this show.
Now, Mary, I was going to ask you about that. Do you have to know Harry Potter in order to enjoy this show?
Some of the jokes may go over your head a little bit, but I know they have over mine because I don't know it very well. But it's just funny in general, and everyone in the cast makes it funny. Like, everyone's part is so important, and it's been so much fun. And I don't know Harry Potter, but I've had fun.
Now, Will, are you a Harry Potter fan?
A little bit, not as big as some of the other kids that I know that I'm friends with, but I have gone through all the books in late elementary school, early middle school. So I was really excited for a lot of this similarities, rompiness right from the get-go. It looked really interesting and cool.
Now, parody is its own unique form of comedy. Emmerich, is this your first time doing parody, or is this something that you're an old hat at?
I'd say this is probably the first time, if not the first time, though it's definitely the most similarly related. Like, every couple minutes, there's something that's like I wouldn't even say a couple minutes, but just so frequently, there's just like a direct Harry Potter reference or joke on something that's almost like exactly the same that happens. But like, it's, yeah.
Now, do any of the jokes expand into other forms of literature, or is this just making fun or having fun with Harry Potter?
I would say it's pretty strictly Harry Potter. It's like a lot of the characters are like a parallel, like a parallel character from that universe, and it's just...
character names have changed, like Blondo Malfoy.
It's exactly.
Yeah. Okay. And tell them, do you have others, if, for example?
We have...
Jay Finch.
Yeah. We have, what's the Neville...
I think it's just Longbottom.
Oh, yeah.
Clumsy.
Clumsy Longbottom. Yeah.
You're listening to It's Showtime with Ricky Lee on 101.5 Huntley Community Radio. You can also stream current and past episodes at huntleyradio.com. Today I'm joined by Will Madigan, Emmerich Parpart, Mary Martin, and Sue Lewis discussing Woodstock North High School's production of the off-Broadway comedy smash Puffs. The comedic hit plays November 10th through November 13th at the Woodstock North High School Performing Arts Center. For ticket information, call the box office at 815-334-2127. Patrons are also encouraged to bring canned food goods to benefit the Wonder Lake Food Pantry. Now, Will, is this one of your first acting experiences, or are you a veteran at this point?
I wouldn't say veteran, but I've been doing both like some stuff at the Opera House that we have at Woodstock and school stuff since late elementary school, early middle school. This is probably by far one of the ones that I've been the most excited for, just because it's so like fast paced and quippy with its comedy.
And what are some of your other favorite roles that you've done?
Some of my other favorite ones, well, actually, last year probably had to be one of my favorites. We did Man Who Came to Dinner, and I was I was Banjo, and he's a very comedic character, and he was just out there. So it was a lot of fun to play him.
Is comedy your thing, or do you ever go into drama as well?
I really love comedy. I'm extremely interested in drama. Anything acting, film, or stage is extremely interesting to me. But I'm most familiar with comedy. It's where I've had a lot of fun. Although I do think that the more dramatic side is very almost alluring, like in its challenge. It seems super cool to me.
Now, Mary, you have been doing theater your whole life. What is new in this production? What have you learned?
For me, it's comedy. I'm not very, like, comedy's quite new to me. Like, we just did Head Over Heels for a musical, and that had some comedic aspects to it. But this is, like, comedy in a whole nother level. But I've really enjoyed it. It's especially having two of the funniest people, Emmerich and Will, like by my side. It's taught me so much. I love working with them, and they're hilarious on and off stage.
And Emmerich, what's your background with theater?
It's similar to Will's, actually. We've been in a lot of the same shows when we have done shows. A lot of at school, some at the Opera House. And then I also, I like to play drums for shows also. So some of the music and musicals, I like to be a part of that also.
Now, a drummer, do you also play in a band or just at school?
The school band for sure. I'm in a couple different bands at school. We have the marching band, my percussion ensemble, and then I'm in the jazz band too. And then me and Will, I would never call it a band per se.
No. Am I thinking like Tenacious D
kind of? It's more of just we have a lot of instruments in my basement, and we just kind of will mess around with those for a couple hours. But there's really no way I would call that a band. But yeah. Yeah.
So, Mary, what do you do outside of theater? What are your other interests?
I work at Gipper Prom, so I sell dresses to young girls, so I absolutely love doing that. So,
do you get to play dress up there?
Sometimes. But I've loved doing that since I've always been a person that wants to help, and I like sparkles. So.
Will, is there any message to this show, or is it just about having fun?
I'd say a lot of it is about having fun, but it really does just kind of, it lets everyone know that you don't gotta be some, like, proclaimed legend with a giant destiny to save the world to be, like, special or to make your story special.
So even outcasts have a place in the world.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Exactly.
So, Sue, what goes into mounting a production? What do you try to instill in the kids?
Once we have a design, a set design, then I can sit down with lighting and go, okay, this is your acting area. These doors need certain light. My part of it is just sort of nuts and bolts. I just put these guys together and try and showcase them.
And now we talked about that seniors have to mentor. Younger students. Have you three all worked with a mentor yet?
Coming out from COVID especially, and having that be very digital, it put a relative disconnect to the social aspect, at least especially with new kids coming in. And these past couple years, we've definitely been seeing, like, a lot of that start to come back. So I think, just since she's here, I just think Mary's been doing a really good job with the freshmen and the underclassmen, mm-hmm. bringing them in and under her wing.
Yeah. And how do you do that, Mary? How do you endear yourself to these younger students?
A lot of them, these have been their first shows, like, ever. And I think trying to make them feel less nervous is the best part of just building that confidence and making them feel better. Because I was once that freshman who was nervous, or I was once that kid who didn't know if they'd make it in, and honestly, just got to show them, like, it's going to be okay, no matter what.
So what advice would you give to somebody who is thinking about doing theater but hasn't done it yet and wants to audition but isn't sure?
Do it. It's worth the try.
And how do you prepare yourself? How do you get that confidence?
Just get it all together. Don't be last minute. Get your monologue, get your song, whatever is needed, and just get it down. That's the best thing you can do for yourself.
These three lead by example. So if there's 24 kids in the cast and they're all backstage together, these three are huge. And just watch. Just follow my example.
So we have a very large cast, mm-hmm. for the show. Mm-hmm. How do you keep everybody in line backstage? Because I've worked with some adults who can get pretty loud backstage. How do you keep a room full of kids focused?
It's like herding cats sometimes. They're actually pretty good. They respect Tish. They respect me. I've got crew members back there for props, costumes. They're not bad. They're a little wonky right now, but...
Now, the director is Tish Lyon. Mm-hmm. And Mary, can you describe what it's like working with Tish? Is this your first time working with Tish, or have you worked with her before?
I've worked with her since I was little. Okay. And my older sister was in theater, and she is one of the best directors I've ever worked with because she just knows how to get down a show and, like, pull us all down to earth. Because I feel some of us can be totally on cloud nine, and she can pull us right back down, and she wants to get it done, and she makes a good show. But at the end of it, we realize just how fun she makes our shows.
So how does she get you that focus? Yeah, I can see you really, when you talk about her, she really hits things home with you. How does she achieve that? What, like, if you were going to be a director in the future and you wanted to emulate her, what did she do that worked so well?
Tough love, and it's what we need. We needed it. And at the end, like, you just feel stressed and stressed, and at the end you're like, wait, that was fun. But tough love, I feel, is the most important from a director on either tech or, like, a costume. Whatever director, you need that tough love.
Now, have you personally also worked on the tech side, or have you only done the talent side?
I do costumes, so I help measure and put clothing on people, and I enjoy doing that.
Makeup and hair.
I do makeup and hair as well. I kind of forgot.
Sue, do all students have to do some kind of tech aspect in their training at some point?
No.
It's totally optional.
Right. There are quite a few that are a little timid, and they'll stay back into tech. It doesn't matter. We're family. We'll just bring them in and find positions for them.
Now, Emmerich, what is it for you like working with Tish?
Working with Tish. So I would say, I mean, like Mary said, on the tough love aspect, when she kind of gives you any sort of feedback, that's something really valuable when she gives that to you, because when you, like Mary was saying, when she gives you something and then you can take that and then implement it, and when you hear Tish say, "I can see that you did that," or like, "Good job,"
that's
I can see
feeling.
That, yeah, it's a really good feeling when she kind of compliments a choice that you've made after you've taken it's like some advice that she's given you.
And Will, have you worked with Tish before?
Yeah, I was starting to work with her last year with the fall show. It was the first show I did at Woodstock North, and we did Alice. I really like how she directs, because like they said, sometimes you need that tough love, but what I like even more is that everything she says has like a purpose or meaning or value to it. So when she really wants to bring out like the most you can do and pushing you to bring your absolute like A game, you always know, and in the end you can feel it, and it shows that everything she's been doing to help you has been for a purpose and makes a lot of sense.
So if we were to concentrate on your character, what is your character's purpose in this show?
Well, other than a really good, almost like foil to Wayne, to see like what Oliver wants in comparison to him, I think comedic relief, I think he provides a really good opposing perspective from someone that like really wants to be the hero and the main character to someone that just wants to just do good and get by and succeed.
And did you learn anything in the process of this show?
Well, through everything we've been doing, I think it's been really interesting to get in the mind of a character who's still still relatively zany, but also has a lot of like personableness to them and a little more humanity than like some more like goofy or like cartoony characters.
Now, you mentioned earlier that this was a little bit of adjustment in terms of coming back from COVID, where everything was out of the house, you know, via Zoom. What has the process been like getting back into the flow?
It was a little jarring at first. Of course, there were a couple things that were done during COVID via like Zoom and Google Meets, all that. But nothing really compares to like being up there on stage. So coming back from COVID was jarring to say the least. But it was so it felt so like so welcoming and nice to be back. And the reception from the school, from the community, was just absolutely fantastic.
Now, Mary, you always want to know who your audience is. Who is this show going to be best geared towards? Little kids, adults, high schoolers? What is the audience for this show?
Definitely I say high schoolers to adults because it does have a few innuendos that I think little kids are not going to appreciate. But you've got so many Harry Potter fans across all ages, so I think this show is really going to draw in the perfect audience, mm-hmm. especially with the Wizards of Woodstock in our town that's coming up very soon. I feel this is a perfect opportunity for us.
And Sue, is there any collaboration with the Wizards of Woodstock? Is there any connection with those two things?
Yes, as a matter of fact. We're working with WHS. Christy Johansson is bringing, we're doing a human chess game. So Clue, their cast, is going to be playing chess against the Puff.
Oh, neat.
So yeah, we are connected very much so. And Kira Parpart, who's also in a studio audience today, is a major player for WWOW, October 23rd.
You've been listening to It's Showtime with Ricky Lee here on 101.5 Huntley Community Radio. Be sure to stream any episodes you've missed by going to huntleyradio.com. Today I've been joined by representatives of the Woodstock North High School production of the hilarious comedy Puffs, being presented November 10th through the 13th. For ticket information, call the box office at 815-334-2127. That number again is 815-334-2127. Thank you all so much for sharing your time with us, and we look forward to seeing you in the spotlight.
Perfect. Thank you.
Awesome. Thank you. Awesome.